My mom didn't know I had sickle cell anemia. When I was 3 months, I just started crying for no apparent reason for a long time. She took me to the hospital and they hooked me up to the incubators and the life support. And the reason why they did that is because they thought I had pneumonia, which I did. However, the pneumonia overflooded my lungs, and so they thought I was gonna die. They had the casket ready. They had the pastor ready. My mom went home to take a shower, came back, and they asked her if she wanted to pull the plug on me, and she didn't know. She went downstairs to make a phone call, and somebody told her, just hold on. So now I'm here.
Myself, the main thing I suffered from was I had really, really, really bad pain crises, which is basically where your red blood cells, they become trapped together and they're not circulating correctly and it caused really bad pain. So that's one of the main things I suffered from growing up. I was scared about dying. I know when I was 17, we actually lost a close friend. He actually died in his sleep. For about a month, I was scared to go to sleep. But now I'm 24. I have two young daughters. I'm scared of leaving them. But if I do leave and go to heaven, I have accepted it and I know. So we can't predict our future, but we can take care of ourselves. So us three, we make sure we take care of ourselves as far as medication, blood transfusion, seeing our doctor. So, and I guess Sia can tell you about her life with sickle cell.
With me growing up with sickle cell from the age of birth to 3 years old, I was fine. But when I turned 4, I started my complications with sickle cell. I had a CVA, which is a stroke in my brain. I had to get out of school for a few months so they can take me to rehab so I can get my strength back and get my balance back and try to get my speech back also. As you can see now, I'm walking, talking, having fun, jumping around. But when I was first going through my stroke business, I was like, man, I don't know nobody who has this disease. And then I met other people with it, like my dad had put me to the camp. I was like, oh, it's other people out there with my disease as me.
We all met at Camp New Hope, and Camp New Hope is a camp for patients that have sickle cell. And we spend a week there, do activities, horseback riding, boating, archery, things of that nature. And that's how we've been together since then, so.
Camp is awesome because I'm an only child. So having sickle cell at that, it's like, okay, I don't have nobody else to relate to with me. And then I met these people, these loving people.
You know, it's funny because people look at sickle cell and what we go through, the pain and struggles. Like, even though we go through pure hell, and it's like pure hell, we still have some of the most biggest blessings out of it. Like, these girls right here, I couldn't imagine them with not being in my life. So it's like, if I had to go through something that's sickle cell and going through pain and struggling and sleeping for literally 5 days in a row because you can't, you doped up on medication, to meet these females, I wouldn't trade it for the world.